Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Radio, radio, wherefore art thou? We aren't here. Remember, we are here. Yes, we are in full glory on the DJV program for another hour of focus on what's what, who's who, where's where, the whys and the wherefores of the whys, W-H-Y and W-I-Z, W-I-S-E, right? Whys. When I was a kid, I used to spell things out. Not phonetically, but the way they sounded. And I think that's the difficult thing. Victoria and I are always along the lines of correct English. I even sent somebody who is an official in my community sent me an email the other day, and he said him and me. Oh. And so I sent him back an email very nicely. I said, as a former English teacher, perhaps you might want to just know that that's not correct English. I haven't heard back from him, but you know, that works out.
Systematically burning bridges.
No, I don't burn bridges. I don't burn bridges.
I think you burned that one.
He'll be fine. Jennifer Horn, you're fine, right? Everybody's fine. Jennifer's fine.
We're all fine.
Jay Kirshner is here. Phil McGeehan is at the controls in our studio in Washington for this Thursday, the 24th of March. What is a week from today? It's the last day of March, right? Marching into April we are. Lots of rain and that sort of thing. The devastation. Looking at the pictures from New Orleans. Woo! Man, what a tough place to live. God love them. There'll be all kinds of GoFundMe things to help people out down there, and there are a lot of charities. Be careful, though, with the charities, because there are a lot of them that are just plain bad.
A lot of scams. And Americans' generosity is, like, at an all-time high, as we've seen, and so there are a lot of horrible actors out there just trying to take advantage
screwing
of generosity.
Over. Oh, yeah, awful. All right, so speaking of getting screwed over, the Ukrainians are pushing back and doing a pretty good job of it, it looks like. The Russians that are around the main city of Kiev or Kiwi or however Kiwi Kiev. You want to pronounce it. I like Kiev.
Well, Kiev is so like pro Mother Russia.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's one of the things we've learned throughout all this, right? Culturally, that's if you're pro Russia, you say Kiev, and if you're pro Ukraine, you say Kiev.
I'm not pro Russia by any stretch of the imagination, but it just seems to flow better. Kiev.
Well, because that's what we used to call it.
Yeah,
it was
right.
Kiev, exactly. And it was Chicken Kiev, and now it's Kiev.
Yeah.
Chicken Kiev?
Oh, yeah. You never heard of Chicken Kiev?
It took me a second, yeah.
Really? You never heard of Chicken Kiev?
Yes, I have. I said it took me a second because the way Jen said it was really fast but funny, so it took me a minute. Yeah.
Isn't it chicken cooked in cheese, a certain kind of cheese? Isn't that what that is?
I don't know what it is.
Cheese and ham and fried or something,
Shatner would put it in one of those big tubs. By the
way,
we forgot
to wish him
happy birthday, right, the other day. 91 years old.
91, is it?
Wow. Yeah. God love him.
Good for him. Jeez.
All right, let's go back to Ukraine and the Russians. Russia's advance on the main city stalled. It's really amazing. This is a lesson in all kinds of things in terms of people and their resilience, leadership, however you want. You can slice this up in any number of ways. The inefficiency of Russia. Apparently, the argument isn't between the Russians and the rest of the world, but there is a reliable number that's about 16,000 Russian soldiers having been killed by the Ukrainians. Has there been a number of Ukrainians that were killed in the line of battle, not just people that have been, because there's been hundreds of people killed innocently, women, children, people not involved in the war, you know, directly. But
the numbers have been willy-nilly, and a lot of the numbers, I think, have been kind of propagandized a little bit, you know, where Russia says, well, we've lost one soldier, and they've lost 10,000. And then Ukraine says, well, they've lost 15,000, and we've lost four. And so it's
kind of like the Chinese with the numbers on the COVID. Same thing.
The first real numbers that came out, and it was really just primarily about Russian losses, were from, I think, the UN yesterday. They said they estimated it to be anywhere between, like, between 7,000 and 15,000 people. And so it is hard to know, and especially when you have these cities that have been taken over and you have people that just leave bodies on the street and nobody's really, they're being overrun. You can't really do the counting until everything's settled. So, but what is becoming more increasingly clear, and I think it's something that we thought at the beginning, but it's proving to be true, is that the Russian military's heart is just not in this battle. There are a lot of men who went into this who were not trained, who didn't really think that an invasion was going to be imminent, and who aren't really forcefully fighting for the cause. You know, Putin had to sell this to his people to make them want to believe that he was denazifying Ukraine, and I don't think he was able to do that with his military. And, you know, there's something to be said for heart and for who's fighting, who wants it more. And clearly Ukraine wants it more. They are fighting off the attack on their land, which is why I think they've been able to mount such a really good defense, which is now putting them into like an offensive posture right now in outside of Kyiv, where they're starting to pick up more ground and they're starting to push back on the Russians who started to move in 4 weeks ago. So that's
good. You know, what else is contributing to that, Jen, is the group of retired military officers. The group collectively met with, and then they went public because Putin didn't pay any attention to them, said that they thought that invading Ukraine was, quote, a pointless and extremely dangerous effort, killing thousands of Russians for no reason, making Russians and Ukrainians enemies for as far as the eye can see, for as long as you can imagine. The risk of war with NATO, the existence of Russia as a state itself, and I think that's all come true. At least from the Western point of view, Russia's kaput, if you'll pardon the silly reference, but that is kind of, NATO is not ready to go to war yet, but they're putting a lot of troops on the border there. And, and a lot of the Russians that seem to be talking say this is crazy, it's a far-fetched scenario. The idea that Russia would invade Ukraine, these are our brothers, you know, that sort of thing. So is that prophecy coming true? We like to think that that's the case, and it seems to be the case. But when you've got in Russia, the military is a lot more important in terms of power than it is here, although it's way powerful here too, perhaps too much so, and influencing how much what we spend and what our, you know, how we view ourselves, but military officers, and that may lead to what you have just said, that the Russian soldiers' hearts are not in it. Imagine not wanting to go and just sort of becoming a victim. What is it? When we went to Vietnam, it killed a whole generation of Americans, or certainly a large percentage of my generation, 60,000, 70,000?
And look at how many struggled, the ones who did survive.
Yeah.
You know, right. We're still struggling with homelessness.
So what's this going to do to the economy's ruined in Russia. The people there are going to blame and already seem to be blaming this guy is like the modern day czar there. And the Russians don't like it. It would seem to me anyway. I put two and two together. So as I said, NATO is increasing the number of troops. Is there a number attached to that, or is that important? Just to say we're sending in more troops.
It might increase today, right? The number might increase after the meetings today. So yeah. I don't really know. But yeah, like Jen said, they're just sort of all around the borders.
So what's come of Biden's meetings there in the last 24 hours with the people from NATO? Is that, you know, there are all kinds of allied aircraft that are now in there and ships and so forth that are pretty sophisticated, much more so than the military, the hardware the Russians seem to have. The only sophisticated hardware they seem to have is the missile that they keep lobbing there, but they don't seem to be too accurate. But it kind of shows you how much bluster. This is really something we ought to take note of. when it comes to our military budget, because we're always talking about building up our defenses to protect ourselves from those Russians and all the nukes that they have. But they don't have soldiers. They don't seem to have the ability to even, you know, put together a plan. And maybe part of that is because the Russian military, the old-timers, who certainly, you know as much as I do, that here in America, the current military are influenced tremendously by the people who went before them, who were in positions of power. So, you know, that's, if the military, the hierarchy that's retired over in Russia says this is stupid, you don't think that the leaders, the current leaders of the military are going to think maybe these guys are right? Anyway.
I don't know. There's a lot of stuff that's kind of disturbing that's appearing on Russian and Ukrainian social media for and a lot of
for
younger
example.
A lot of younger Russians. You know, they're all using that Z symbol that is sort of like the new swastika, I guess. I don't really understand what that's about, but that's like a thing that Putin's been pushing. And a lot of younger people are saying, which is really surprising because you would think they'd be the ones who are the most, like, aware of what's going on.
Aggressively against it.
But unfortunately, there's, like, this, like, kind of... I don't know what the equivalent would be in another country, but it's sort of this, like, young, super pro-Russia, you know, the Nazis are all in Ukraine. I mean, they're buying all of this stuff that Putin's selling, and it's disturbing. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I mean, when we heard that number, 70% of Russians say that they're for this, I doubt it's that high. But it could be higher than we think. With the younger people,
we don't know what they know. I mean, if you have people telling you things, I mean, look what people buy in this country.
Yeah,
we buy a lot of stuff, and we have lots of ways to. Yeah, we have a little bit more freedom. So if there's a lot, you know.
Well, they've got like one TV broadcast.
Yeah,
now, right.
When trusted sources tell you something,
right.
You're going to buy it. Right.
Right.
Brittany Griner is in good condition, so they say. But didn't she get access?
No, this
to
is a U.S.
Saw her.
Yeah, someone saw her. The U.S. Embassy. Someone from the State Department saw her, and apparently had been denied access. Big surprise. Had been denied access to her. She's been locked up. The last time we know that she was on social media was February 5th. So it's been a long time. And now that, of course, they extended her sentence or whatever
until
May 19th. So
All right, the world is hopping today, and we're hopping around with it. The image of NATO has improved a great deal. We'll talk about that later on. And the passing of Madeleine Albright coming up. It's 18 after the hour.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
I need 4 more of the brisket carnitas, 2 burnt end platters, 3...
The kitchen at Kai's Barbecue is firing on all cylinders.
Greg, help me bring this to the pickup counter.
He needs food runners who can hit the ground quickly.
86 on the chicken and we're short staffed. Let's pick it up.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes. I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
Mm-hmm.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Emma Lindbergh is here, Senior Director of Education and Programming at the National Farmers Union.
We see a lot of folks who are new to farming, who are just starting out in their operation, still looking for those resources to help them get up and running. They just love the opportunity to network with other farmers and, you know, learn what farmers are doing. Maybe it's something that they could apply to their own farm.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, 23 after the hour on the Thursday DJV program, Doug, Jen, Victoria, Jay. Jay is going to round up some of the social media, the tactile items that are of interest in import, trending items, if you will, including someone we all know is, look at this, wait till you hear this story about the lightning striking, who's safe. That's coming up after this.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouth-watering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's V-I-N-E-T-O-B-A-R.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
All right, so who's doing what to whom here, Jay?
Nature, I guess you would put it that way. Miley Cyrus.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Miley Cyrus had quite the terrifying flight. She was on a private jet with her friends, family, crew, band. They were traveling to a music festival in Paraguay when the plane was caught in a major storm. It was an unexpected storm, and the plane got hit by lightning. They had to make an emergency landing. She took to she took to social media to let her fans know that she was going to miss the, she was going to miss her performance at the festival. However, the festival then later tweeted out that the first day of the event ended up being canceled due to flooding in the area. That's when Miley was supposed to perform, Doja Cat, Machine Gun Kelly, and a few more. So it just straight up ended up getting canceled.
Man, getting hit by lightning in a little plane like that, that's really...
Well, the picture's pretty gnarly, too, of where it singed the wing.
Yeah, the picture of the wing.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah. I've not seen evidence of that. I mean, I know planes do get struck by lightning, and Doug, you said you've been on a plane when it's happened, but did you happen to notice, was there damage like this to the plane?
Well, this was old. This was when I was in college, flying an American 707 back and forth between Cleveland and Boston. And at one point, as a matter of fact, now that I think about it, I've been hit twice by lightning. Once in a 707 when I was in college.
So remind me never to fly with you.
Yeah. And once you're
going... I'm like, I'm a regular lightning rod. I don't even need to pay for electricity in my house.
Yeah. It explains the twitching.
Okay, there we go. I was working in Florida doing mornings in Palm Beach, and I would go back and forth every weekend, and going into Raleigh-Durham, one night, it was, woof, man, the plane was damaged, landed, had to get on another plane, and ended up in Miami that night. I remember that, like, it was scary crap, I'll tell you that. Anyway, so Miley is okay, and everybody is, so she'll perform tonight there, is that it? Is that what the, at this, whatever this event is? Who would have thought there was a music festival in Paraguay? Who even knows where Paraguay is?
Next to Uruguay.
Across the street from
Jen and I went to the same geography class.
Right. Yeah, right. Exactly. Across the street from what's in your eye. All right, anyway, so the good thing is that she's okay. 28 after the hour, this is the OK DJV program.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Volvo Car Group is using Qualcomm Technologies' Snapdragon cockpit platform to take the car maker's Google Android automotive-based infotainment system in upcoming fully electric cars under the Volvo and Polestar brands to the next level. By leveraging Volvo cars and technology from Qualcomm in-house research and development competence, the company will improve the overall capability of Volvo's next-generation infotainment system. For more automotive tech news, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades. Only available at Walmart.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
With all the American people are facing, out-of-control inflation and invasion from our open borders, the cost of food and energy, now the threat of World War III. President Biden, arriving in Europe Wednesday for an emergency meeting with NATO leaders, told reporters the threat of Russia using chemical weapons in Ukraine is a threat.
I think it's a real threat.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg.
Any use of chemical weapons with totally change the nature of the conflict, and it will be a blatant violation of international law, and will have far-reaching consequences.
North Korea has fired its first intercontinental ballistic missile in more than 4 years. The ICBM flew an altitude of 3,700 miles, landing in the ocean off Japan's western coast on Thursday. That's according to Japan's Defense Ministry. USA Radio News.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As the threat of World War III looms as a major concern for most Americans, former NATO Secretary Kay Bailey Hutchinson was on Fox News Thursday morning discussing the role of NATO to deter Russia's aggression in Europe.
This is a time when the heads of state can get together and actually talk about not only what is being done, but what more can be done, and also talk about the issue of China. I think that is going to come up, and I think everyone knows that unity together talking to China will be certainly important to keep them from helping Russia with this dreadful situation. And I think they will be talking about what more we can do with arms and just shoring up our defenses. And I think we've already seen that Secretary General Stoltenberg has said we will be doubling the numbers of troops along the border with Russia that are NATO allies. So all of these things are very important for the heads of state to talk together in person and getting a back and forth, and I think it's a very good thing.
In order to save voiceless lives, Idaho Republican Governor Brad Little on Wednesday became the next state to enact a law modeled after a Texas statute banning abortions after about 6 weeks of pregnancy or when a heartbeat is detected. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
The great pandemic of 1918, the Spanish flu. There were no vaccines then, but there was eventually a mutant that originated, and this was very contagious, but not very dangerous. The Spanish flu, the H1N1 influenza, vanished. And I'm hoping that Omicron is this mutant that will finally get rid of all this COVID-19.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com. or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thirty-four after the hour here on the DJV program. As this week we ring in spring, we've had two full days of spring. How do you feel, ladies? Like it's really exciting that we're into spring 2022. Yes.
It feels like
allergies are really thriving right now.
Right. There come the allergies. You're right about that.
It got really cold again on the Jersey Shore, and it's pouring rain.
Here.
It just, ugh. Yeah. It did feel like spring, and then now we're back to late winter.
It's 88 degrees in Los Angeles.
Shut up. It is not.
Yeah, it is.
It was. Brendan said it was up in the 80s. So, okay, here we go with the sad story of the day. A lot of people thought very highly of Madeleine Albright. She had a career as an American, would say that she was a full participant in American government, someone who was highly respected. A lot of people didn't like some of the decisions, but she was smart and good, first female Secretary of State. Apparently she developed cancer a couple of years ago. She's only 84. So ambassador to the United Nations. She was really, she was also someone who was very active in NATO, got the Medal of Freedom from Barack Obama. Biden said she was a force. Yeah, okay. Well, if you don't remember much about her life, here's an overview.
Not found that being a woman is a handicap. In fact, I've found it a terrific gender to be.
Madeleine Albright, the first female U.S. Secretary of State, was hailed as a champion of democracy. As a child, her family sought asylum in America. After escaping their home country of Czechoslovakia twice, she became a U.S. citizen in 1957, and soon after earning her Ph.D. at Columbia, worked at the White House in the Carter administration. Under President Bill Clinton, she served first as ambassador to the United Nations, until she changed history in 1997, when she was appointed the first female Secretary of State, and the highest-ranking woman in U.S. government ever at the time.
This is a dream come true. Actually, a dream I never thought I could have.
Awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom by President Obama in 2012, Madeleine Albright leaves behind a trailblazing legacy still felt today. We remember former Secretary of State Madeleine Albright.
You know who actually followed or actually preceded her somewhat? The story of Henry Kissinger is somewhat the same in terms of coming from another country, getting involved in this country. Although I don't know, his reputation is, sullied isn't probably the right word for it, but didn't have the 100% good feelings toward him that most everybody had toward Madeleine Albright. I never heard a bad word. You know, people politically may not have liked her to a point, but I don't remember anybody ever saying anything about her. She's very smart. Anybody ever hear anything? I never heard anything negative about Madeleine Albright.
Can't say I have, no.
I remember always being taken with her because of the Czech thing, because, you know, my dad's family is all from Czechoslovakia, and so I remember always being kind of taken with her as a kid when I learned that.
It's a pretty amazing American dream story, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Just coming from
somewhere else.
Like that, and it's really incredible.
Well, speaking of stories, what's the latest? There are a lot of people trying to paint Ketanji Brown Jackson into a corner. Some people say she's fabulous. She certainly is controversial, but I can't help but
not
think...
Not really, though.
It's
really not. Like, I mean, we had really controversial people from, you know, with Amy Coney Barrett and her...
Why was
very
she controversial?
Because she was so blatant about her anti... No, Jen, I don't care about... I'm baptized Catholic. It's not that. Because of her anti-abortion stance that she was very public with. Ketanji Brown Jackson has never even said anything. She's not a fan of critical race theory. She has never pushed a progressive agenda. She has never publicly stated any of that.
Oh, she has, but see, that's the thing. Okay, there's actually, if you go through and you look at her speeches, she talks about how she uses critical race theory in her courtroom. And this is one of the things that I think makes her controversial.
I'm talking about in education, which is where Ted Cruz is trying to push her into. But she sits
on a school board that promotes critical race theory.
It's a private school. And she was not familiar with that stupid book that he was trying to push at her. He's making this about himself because he wants to run for president.
Okay, well, everybody does that, right? I mean, everybody who has an opportunity with a microphone on these committees, but we just have to look at real facts here. I mean, to say that she doesn't have anything to do with critical race theory, it's just not true. She sits on a board of a school that promotes critical race theory. She has said in her speeches that she uses critical race theory in her courtrooms. She has
a legal record of giving. That's what people don't understand. Critical race theory is a legal premise that you learn in law school.
But a lot of people don't even acknowledge that critical race theory
exists. People don't know what it is.
Culturally, it's taken a different
form. People don't even know what it is,
though. That's the problem. And part number, I mean, I think maybe what's most, I guess, troubling to me is, like, she was asked, what is a woman? And she wasn't able to define that.
But
she was also...
That's ridiculous to ask her, what is a woman?
Well, what is a woman?
I mean, Victoria, there's an answer to that.
Why is that?
But why is... Well, why is that even a question?
If she starts legislating on a lot of transgender rules, which is going to be coming down the pike, we all know that, I think it's important to know what her definition of sex is. What's her definition of biology? Where does she sit on that? But most troubling, I think, to me, is the fact that she's been and notoriously soft on criminals, and that it is troubling that she would apologize to someone who is operating in child pornography. And her excuse, I listened to all the testimony.
I want to know more about that.
Her testimony when she talked, I think it was day two. I don't think it was yesterday. On day two, when she was asked why she gave, because it was supposed to be a 10-year sentence, that was judicial guidelines. The prosecutors had asked for a 2-year sentence. She gave this person who had all kinds of child pornography, videos and still images, a 3-month sentence. And when she gave him the 3-month sentence, she almost like apologized to him in the court. And so she offered that as well. It's so easy to get child pornography now that it shouldn't necessarily be held up as the crime it was a few years, 10 years ago because of the internet. Well, lots of things are easy to get. We certainly don't give a pass to people who shoot their guns at people because guns are easy to get. We don't give a pass to drug users.
We give
because
lots
drugs
of people
are
passes.
Easier.
Hello, Kyle Rittenhouse. We give lots of passes to people who shoot people.
So let's move this.
But I mean, I don't understand how you can say just because child pornography is there that it's okay to look at it. These were 8-year-olds. I mean, that's not okay by any stretch. And
it isn't okay. One of the things that came out of yesterday.
There's more to that story.
That I thought, but there's more to all of this stuff. The fact that it's even there. The idea, some of the Republicans are asking questions that are legit in terms of how, as Democrats could ask legit questions of Republicans about the radicals in the Republican Party and the radicals in the Democratic Party. And I think that at first, because everything gets clouded, nobody can really follow, there's a path you can follow that seems to give credibility to the critical race theory thing. And what we're doing is going back again to advocacy. It's like advocacy journalism. It's advocacy politics. And so the progressive side of the Democratic Party, or progressive isn't the right word, but the wackos that are on the left and the wackos that are on the right, take these things and they massage them and move them around. And I thought the most interesting thing that I saw with regard to this was what Cory Booker said as he was praising her and the fact that she had tears in her eyes. I think there's a human side to that. I don't think it didn't feel like it was drama or it was theater. It just felt like there was a person there. That doesn't necessarily help you determine whether she's a good lawyer or a good judge or not.
I think one of the big lines of misinformation has been that she's the first black woman who's been appointed to this position. And so a lot of people are looking at her as someone who's groundbreaking. And, you know, we see, for whatever reason, we celebrate that. I know, Doug, you don't like to celebrate first, but people celebrate first.
Right.
But she wasn't. And so what's been pointed out is that there were Democrats, including Biden, who filibustered black nominees to this position, a black woman. And so she was asked about that. Like, did you know that Joe Biden filibustered on a previous candidate years ago when he was in the Senate? And the answer is no. So, look, I understand it's historic. And I don't know if I always believe Cory Booker's heart because he tends to, But, I mean, of course, it's remarkable. I think she'll be confirmed. I just don't think her testimony I think she would have been confirmed by probably 7, 8, or 9, you know, over 50, probably maybe up around, 58, 59. I think her testimony has actually harmed her over the last couple of days. And it doesn't have anything to do with qualifications. Everybody on Biden's list is qualified. It's about whether or not she is an activist, whether or not she has a big, a long record of making good decisions. And unfortunately, a lot of her records have been held back to the Republican side of the aisle so that you can actually even get further than just what they're able to ask her about, which is public records. So
my last statement on this is there's nothing worse than an advocate judge.
Buckle up, because that's America. They're on the right, they're on the left.
I'm just saying, I think it's completely wrong, and the system shows it. The fat bugger who runs North Korea, Kim Jong Fatty, fired some missiles yesterday. Apparently, intercontinental ballistic missiles were launched. This is the first time this has happened in 4, maybe 5 years, and it was aimed right at Japan. So one wonders, okay, is he feeling like nobody's paying attention? Look at me, I'm here. Look at, I'm over here. Let me fire a couple of missiles.
No one's going to do anything to him. I mean, that message has been clear. We haven't done much about anything else. So why would we care if he's blowing off missiles? I think everybody's going to be testing boundaries in the next few months, unfortunately.
I don't disagree with that. Here's the latest on the 737 that went down. The Chinese plane, China Southern Airways, 132 people aboard, went down, straight down, at the speed of sound. So that is almost 700 and some odd miles an hour. Hit the ground.
And what's the regular, like, what do you normally, what's the speed you're normally flying
at? Mach 8. Usually that means...
Well, no, like, give me some miles per hour. I don't know any of that stuff.
580 okay. miles an hour, 500.
So this was like over 200 miles per hour
faster. When it hit the ground. Yeah, okay. How could they find a black box under that circumstance?
They found... I guess there were two.
Yeah, they're orange,
and they found them both.
I don't know why they call them black boxes, because they're orange.
But not to be macabre, but what does your body do when you have that? I mean, you pass out, right? No, I don't want to talk about that. I mean, I'm just thinking about,
on the way down? Yeah, you're dead on the way. They're dead before you hit the ground. Yeah, that's...
I guess there's some comfort in that.
Yeah, I suppose, in a manner of speaking. Moderna is going to seek authorization of its vaccine for children younger than 6. Good idea or not?
Isn't it already approved for 5 to 11? I thought that was the youngest category, right?
Pfizer is. I don't remember what Moderna is. But
Right. Moderna was behind Pfizer. Yeah, it's Pfizer, I'm thinking of. So it's the same thing, I guess.
How are you? Who's in favor of that? 47, almost 48 past the hour.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Wait, aren't these all charitable donations?
At Magda's Tax Prep, every person counts.
I do not have to file for an extension.
She needs new auditors to maximize returns on her family time.
On itemized deductions. Hey, can someone help with these 1099?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I'm asking about Prevnar 20 because there's a chance pneumococcal pneumonia could put me in the hospital. Age 65 or older, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I want to be able to keep my plans.
So I'm asking my doctor about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask, Could I have EPI?
Sponsored by AbbVie.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive to
transplanting our focus now to technology. It's 53 after the hour. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan now, and apparently Arizona is going to be the first state to put its driver's license and state ID where?
Yeah, you're going to hate this story. So this is great news for people who love technology and not carrying a purse or a wallet like me. Arizona is the first state to officially roll out Apple's digital driver's license and state ID in the wallet. So this is happening literally today. So Arizonans can add their driver's license or their state ID if they don't drive to Apple Wallet, and they can tap their iPhone or Apple Watch to securely present it to TSA security checkpoints. They're starting this experiment right now in the Phoenix airport. So if you have an Arizona driver's license and you're flying in and out of Phoenix and you want to try it, add your license. Obviously carry your physical license with you, but add your license to your iPhone in the wallet. It'll also show up on your Apple Watch, and all you have to do is when you go through the TSA line, you just have to take the photo of the front and back of your license or ID, and then the facial recognition and everything will secure your information into your iPhone. And then all you have to do when you show up to the TSA is when they ask to see your ID, all you have to show is your phone without opening it, and you don't have to hand the phone to anyone. They'll scan it, or they can even scan your Apple Watch, and then your ID will pop up on their screen just as if they were scanning your driver's license. So it's very cool. It's very convenient. A lot of other states are on board with this. Colorado, Connecticut, Georgia, Hawaii, Iowa, Kentucky, Maryland, Mississippi, Ohio, Oklahoma, Puerto Rico, and Utah are next. And this is also going to apply for the Real ID. Remember, Real ID was like a big thing, yeah, and no one ever did anything about it? The moving target, do you already have one? You probably have one already.
So
the moving target now, because this date has been changed so much, this is actually something that happened after 9/11, and the real ID, that became a thing, and it took 20 years, and now here we are in 2023, May of 2023. That is what you will need to fly domestically. You will not be able to get on an airplane starting in May of 2023 if you do not have a real ID. And they're easy to get. You just get them at the DMV. It's not,
you get them
from
a driver's license. That's right.
Yeah, so it's easy to get. Now, initially, right now, if you are pre-check, at the Phoenix Airport, you can use this feature starting immediately if you want to test out the process. It is supposed to make things a lot faster. If you're in pre-check, you're probably looking at, like you have, Doug, less than 5 minutes, going through security anyway.
So this makes it faster.
Yeah. So eventually we'll all get streamlined and not everyone obviously is going to have a smartphone. Older people are probably not down with this idea, but, eventually everybody will get there.
Oh, good people.
You're tech savvy for, an older person, for a boomer. So, but other, I could, my parents are never going to do this. So I could see not everyone doing it.
All right. YouTube up next in our focus here on the DJV program.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
All right, so what's YouTube doing?
YouTube is the latest company to offer free TV shows if you can sit through a few ads. You'll now be able to stream 4,000 episodes of TV shows, and you'll be able to watch them on the web, mobile devices, and if you have a smart TV, the YouTube TV app will have all of these episodes.
What kind of TV shows?
They have all kinds. It's 4,000. It's everything from, it's all different networks. I don't have the exact list, but there's a whole bunch of stuff. Two of the movies that they're promoting right now, Legally Blonde, Gone in 60 Seconds, those are both joining the lineup of free movies, and they said they're going to add 100 more shows and movies each week. So this is competition, basically, for what they call, over-the-air free episodes and stuff. So this is the digital version. Other companies also do it, but I think this is probably going to be the biggest one since most people get videos already from YouTube. It makes a lot of sense to get free TV shows, too.
All right. That's good. All right. Thank you for that update. 59 past the hour with the DJV program.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click Follow, Share, Give, and Pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.